It's Saturday, October the 31st, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, anti-France protests in Asia and an earthquake in the Aegean. First, the week in brief. America broke its single-day record for new COVID-19 cases. It reported more than 91,000 new cases on Thursday, with early results from Friday indicating worse to come. The third wave has yet to crest. With a cumulative 9 million infections confirmed, nearly 3% of the population has tested positive. Hospitals are at risk of being overwhelmed, especially in rural areas. As early voting in America's elections continued, Texas became the second state after Hawaii to exceed its 2016 vote count, with 4 days to go. By Friday morning, 9 million Texans had voted, compared with 8.9 million 4 years ago. Polls show a toss-up between President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger Joe Biden in the Lone Star State, long a Republican bastion. The Eurozone's GDP grew by 12.7% seasonally adjusted in the 3 months between July and September. The bounce followed an 11.8% drop in the previous quarter. The recovery is likely to be temporary as measures to control a second wave of COVID-19 are imposed across the continent. Slovakia intends to test millions of people for COVID-19 this weekend in a bid to curb a recent uptick in infections. 4/5 of its total infections have been recorded this month. Every person aged over 10 in the population of 5.4 million is due to be tested at one of 5,000 centres. Those who refuse to take part will be quarantined. Volodymyr Zelensky, Ukraine's president, called on Parliament to dissolve a constitutional court after it ruled on Wednesday to strike down several anti-corruption laws. Ukrainians flooded into the streets in protest against the court. Mr. Zelensky called for its judgment to be annulled. Police officers stood by as protesters threw smoke grenades at the courthouse and set tires on fire. An earthquake of magnitude 7.0 struck off the west coast of Turkey, causing buildings to collapse in the province of Izmir. The quake was felt across the Aegean Sea in Greece and in Istanbul too. At least 14 people died. Having lost 17,000 lives to a quake in Izmit in 1999, Turks may have feared worse. And thousands of Muslims in different countries protested against France and its President Emmanuel Macron, who has defended the display of cartoons mocking the Prophet Muhammad. Mr. Macron provoked anger with his response to a jihadist murder in Paris 2 weeks ago. Effigies were burned in Afghanistan, Bangladesh, Lebanon, and Pakistan. A similar attack in Nice accelerated the cycle.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.